Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. When you're out and about, there's just no avoiding rude people. Whether you're at work or on the street, you will be bumped into without apologies, cut off while driving, receive a mean email, or have a rant directed at you. You probably were rude to someone at some point. What we perceive as rudeness can often be unintentional and due to a difference in values. But there are certain acts and behaviors that most of us can agree are outright rudeness. It can be hard to stay calm when someone's rude toward you, especially if you're hurt and feel like you want to give it right back. However, those few moments are crucial because it can prevent a civil exchange from becoming a huge fight. In this episode, we look at how rudeness has become pervasive in our culture and what we can do to break the self-perpetuating cycle of rudeness in others and in ourselves with grace and tact. How to graciously deal with rude people. Rudeness is the weak man's imitation of strength. Edmund Burke. When you're out and about, there's just no avoiding rude people. You will be bumped into without apologies, cut off while driving, receive a mean email, or have a rant directed at you. You probably did or said something to which someone took offense. The tricky thing about labeling rude behavior is that it is subjective, based on our own personal and unique value system. We consider someone's behavior rude when it does not align with what we think is courteous and appropriate, and vice versa. In other words, what you find offensive conduct may be seen as being bold by another person. It's important to bear in mind that not everyone shares your core values, standards for manners, and personal character. Whether you're at work or on a crowded bus, what we perceive as rudeness can often be unintentional. I've learned this the hard way during several conversations where my well-intentioned advice was seen as rude and insensitive by the recipient. However, there are certain acts and behaviors that most of us can agree are outright rudeness. In these instances, it's not a case of a bruised ego, but about being disrespected. It comes from ignorance, being inconsiderate, not taking the time to think things through, or merely arrogance. It doesn't help that rudeness has become pervasive in our culture. Step out of the house and you'll hear teens using cuss words. Turn on the TV and you'll see people shouting their lungs out on reality TV shows. And use social media, you'll read mean tweets directed at total strangers. Celebrities have even started reading mean tweets sent to them out loud on comedy talk shows. Because of the way rude behavior is glorified by pop culture, being rude has morphed into the new cool. An arrogant air of entitlement and a face of "I don't give a crap about anyone" has become the social exterior that the youth of today are increasingly adopting. Applauding meanness has come at a high social cost. There was a time when bad behavior was not accepted and kids were held accountable. At the high school that I attended, rudeness was not tolerated at any cost. My headmistress, a wise elderly lady, was instrumental in instilling a high standard for social behavior in me. She said, The hallmark of good upbringing and class is being polite, courteous, and considerate of others. There is a big difference between being a rebel and being rude. Being a rebel for a cause certainly has a coolness attached to it, and can further your cause if you go about it in the right way. But rebels are motivated by values that are rooted in love and kindness. They don't go around hurting others or being condescending while pursuing their cause. Their assertiveness may appear rude on the surface, but when you take a closer look, you'll see that there's depth and meaning behind it. Rude people, in contrast, are simply those who have picked up harmful patterns of behavior, have not learned basic good manners, or simply lack sensitivity. They are missing a sense of empathy that allows them to step into someone else's shoes. As a society, we need to stop celebrating rudeness as the new brave. As individuals, we need to take a stand against rude behavior by becoming conscious of our offensive tendencies and calling people out on their behavior. What may seem like innocent and innocuous acts of rudeness, which we're often encouraged to brush off, can be toxic and damaging in the long term. Maya Angelou said in an interview with Oprah that we can't allow ourselves to be pecked to death by ducks. She said rude acts are little murders, where people will take little pieces of you with their meanness. She said, "The minute I hear someone trying to demean me, I know that the person means to have my life, and I will not give it to them." When a person commits these little murders, and then you catch him or her at it, he or she might say, "Oh, I didn't mean it." But make no mistake, it is an assassination attempt, she said. The only way to break the self-perpetuating cycle of rudeness and prevent it from taking away from our joy and peace is to handle that behavior with grace and tact. Here are four steps that help you achieve that. Number one, manage your triggers. The first thing you want to do is remain calm when someone demonstrates rude behavior toward you. This can be hard, especially if you're hurt and feel like you want to give it back to them. However, those few moments are crucial because it can prevent a civil exchange from becoming a huge fight. Taking a few deep breaths, pausing, and clearing your mind will put you in a better state to respond rather than react. Number two, don't take what they say or do personally. Remember that when a person is rude to you, it's rarely about you. You are simply the one that the rude person has chosen to project their anger and frustration onto. If they call you names, make rude hand gestures, holler at you, or are just plain mean, it's a poor reflection of them, not you. Your job is to build a backbone strong enough to protect you from their toxic energy. If you need to, speak to someone about it. Get it off your chest so that you don't hold on to it. Number three, focus on gaining respect versus winning. You can't control other people's behavior, but you can control yours. No matter how rude the person is, it does not give us permission to act out and lose our temper. It would only escalate the situation and make both people involved angrier. Instead, do your best to maintain your dignity and be a role model of respectful behavior. This does not mean that you have to be a pushover. You should be assertive and speak up for yourself, but do it from a place of balance, calm, and reason. In this way, you avoid feeding into the negativity and drama. Number four, wish them well. Encounters with rude people are one of the best times to test our ability to empathize. It's challenging to feel compassion towards someone who hurts you, but doing so can bring out a paradigm shift. They could be going through a stressful time, tending to a sick parent or child, facing financial loss, or nursing a broken heart. Even if they are rude and snappy by nature, they probably faced some kind of hurt or trauma in the past to be so bitter. When you try to empathize, you find it easier to wish them well and hope that they heal from their pain. When all else fails, you can kill them with kindness. It catches the rude person off guard and might even make them feel guilty about their behavior. Kindness is like sunlight that pierces through the dark clouds of rage and illuminates the truth of the matter. Ultimately, love is the only force that can help us transcend and be better people. All my best on your journey. Celine.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.